Happy Mother's Day and welcome to CreatingSawdust.com's The Week in Wood, Episode 11. Haven't I seen that bench before? This is where we recap the week's woodworking stories in under a minute, and here's this week's stories. From Popular Woodworking, Chris Schwartz shows off his mad birdhouse skills. Chris also posted an update to his handmade Rubo workbench that's going to be the cover shot of the August issue. Megan Fitzpatrick gave us more information on the hotels and activities at this year's Woodworking in America conference, and Bob Lang teaches us a way to burnish the end of a plug with a hammer when building grid and green furniture. From Fine Woodworking, in case you missed it, you can catch a replay online of the Q&A with woodworking experts that was held last week. And after we thought the smoke had cleared, Patrick McComb posted another article on the Ryobi lawsuit. Also, if you haven't had your fill of Rubo workbenches from Popwood, Fine Woodworking posted online that they're going to be coming out with a video on the same style bench. In the world of SketchUp, using a Maloof low back chair, Tim Killen of Design Click Build shows us how to create a SketchUp animation. Videos around the web, The Wood Whisperer posted a video on doing a joiner setup, Woodtrucks.com posted a video on how to make your own decorative inlay banding, and from Woodshop Tips, there is a video on how to avoid chip out when cutting plywood. And that's The Week in Wood for the week of May 9th, 2010. Be sure to check out CreatingSawdust.com for all the links related to this week's stories. And we'll see you next week.